Good morning. Welcome to the church family of St. Linus. We extend a warm welcome to you and to our visitors as we worship together on the fourth Sunday of Lent. Join us tonight for a Tazze service at 7 p.m. in the church. There will be a second collection this weekend for the Catholic Relief Services. The Ushers Club will be selling 50-50 raffle tickets after all masses this weekend for $1 each, or 6 for $5. Join the Men's Club today until 12 p.m. in the Activities Room for their annual Breakfast with the Bunny. Also join the Men's Club next Sunday, March 21st at 2 p.m. in the Activities Room for their annual Ham Bingo. See page 3 in the bulletin for the meetings this week. Please stand and join in prayer and song.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Also
greetings and our affections to all those at home. Does it seem a little early today? Just a little, huh? But you made the change in time. So here we are. The sun is not shining outside, but here, let us let the Spirit fall on us. Let us let the Word of God touch our souls. Let us ask God's grace to enter more deeply into this holy season. We begin, as we always do, by preparing ourselves for worship. We purify our hearts and minds. We ask God's help to examine our conscience, acknowledge our failing, so that we might run to the throne of grace for mercy and help.
Lord Jesus, you search out the lost. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison. Lord Jesus, you welcome the sinner. Christe eleison. Christe eleison. Jesus, you are the way to the Father. Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Let us pray. Father of peace, we are joyful in your word, your Son, Jesus Christ, who reconciles us to you. Let us hasten towards Easter with the eagerness of faith and love. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please be seated. I just want to briefly acknowledge this is a Mass that is specially oriented to families and our children, and we thank our children's choir for being here. And the Word of God is going to be proclaimed from one of a couple of our youths also.
A reading from the book of Joshua. The Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have removed the reproach of Egypt from you. While the Israelites were encamped at Gilgal, on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated the Passover. On the evening of the 14th of the month, on the day after the Passover, they ate the produce of the land, in the form of the unleavened cakes and parched grain. On that same day after the Passover, on which they ate of the produce of the land, the manna ceased. No longer was there manna for the Israelites, who that year ate of the yields of the land of Canaan." The word of the Lord.
Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Bless the Lord at all times, God's praise ever in my mouth. Glory in the Lord forever, and the lowly will hear and be glad. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the name. I sought the Lord who answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord. Look to God that you might be radiant with joy, and your faces free from all shame. The Lord hears the suffering souls and saves them from all distress. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord, the goodness of the Lord.
A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters,
Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come. And all this is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ. Namely, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. So we are ambassadors for Christ, and if God were appealing through us, we implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake he made him to be sin who did not know sin, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The word of the Lord.
With you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to listen to Jesus. But the Pharisees and scribes began to complain, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." So to them Jesus addressed this parable. A man had two sons, and the younger son said to his father, "Father, give me the share of your estate that should come to me." So the father divided the property between them. After a few days, the younger son collected all his belongings and set off to a distant country, where he squandered his inheritance on a life of dissipation. When he had freely spent everything, a severe famine struck that country, and he found himself in dire need. So he hired himself out to one of the local citizens, who sent him to his farm to tend the swine. And he longed to eat his fill of the pods on which the swine fed, but nobody gave him any. Coming to his senses, he thought, "How many of my father's hired workers have more than enough food to eat? But here I am, dying from hunger. I shall get up and go to my father, and I shall say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I no longer deserve to be called your son. Treat me as you would treat one of your hired workers.' So he got up and went back to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father caught sight of him and was filled with compassion. He ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. His son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and you. I no longer deserve to be called your son.' But his father ordered his servants, 'Quickly, bring the finest robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Take the fattened calf and slaughter it. Then let us celebrate with a feast, because this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.' Then the celebration began. Now the older son had been out in the field, and on his way back, as he neared the house, he heard the sound of music and dancing. He called one of the servants and asked what this might mean. The servant said to him, 'Your brother has returned, And your father has slaughtered the fattened calf because he has him back safe and sound. He became angry, and when he refused to enter the house, his father came out and pleaded with him. He said to his father in reply, "Look, all these years I served you, and not once did I disobey your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat to feast on with my friends. But when your son returns, who swallowed up your property with prostitutes, for him you slaughter the fattened calf." He said to him, "My son, you are here with me always. Everything I have is yours. But now we must celebrate and rejoice, because your brother was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found." The Gospel of the Lord. I'd like to invite all the younger members of our community to come forward. If you're 40 and feel like one of the younger members, you can come too. Morning. Do any of you have any pets? What kind of pets do you have? Anybody? What do you have? A bird. Oh, a cat, a dog, and a turtle. Three of them, yes. Oh, wow, cool. Dogs and cats. Yes. Hamsters. Oh, excellent. So we have some who have dogs, right? Have your dogs ever run away? Have they? When I had children at home, when they were still young enough that our children were still at home, we had two dogs, Alex and Buckwheat. And Alex was pretty content. You know, our dogs had a nice place to live. I mean, they were well fed. They had a warm place to sleep. They had people who loved them. They had a yard to play in, and they were pretty content. Alex was, at least, but Buckwheat was always kind of restless, you know, always wanted to get out. And one day he did, and he got away, and he just took off. And I don't know what he was looking for: different food, more people to play with. I don't know, but he had to get away, and he did. And he was away for a couple of days. And eventually he came back. And when he came back, he was obviously very hungry, because it seemed like he would eat forever. He was thirsty. His hair was all matted. And his coat was all wet. And he seemed very happy to be home. Do you think we were happy to have him home? We were very pleased to see him. You know, it was really great to see him come back. Were you guys listening to today's gospel that I just read? Who is it about? Yes, he asked for his inheritance. It was about a young man who also wanted to get away, kind of like Buckwheat did, you know? He had everything that he could possibly imagine, everything he needed. Great clothes and food and friends and family. He had everything. But he had to get away somehow. And he didn't do it in a very nice way, because he asked his father for his share of the inheritance. Now, does anybody know when you would normally get your share of an inheritance? It happens when your parents die. If there's anything left over, then you get it. Okay, it comes to you. And that's the way it was then. That was the typical way that people inherited property or money, when their parents died. So by asking ahead of time, by asking for the inheritance at that point, He was really dishonoring his father. He was saying, you know, the only thing you're really worth to me right now is my share of your property. But the father said, okay, if that's what you want, that's what you can have. And the young man went off, spent it all, got himself into trouble because he spent all his money and had nothing left to buy food with even. And he had to take a job feeding pigs, which was a very dishonorable thing for a young Jewish man to be doing, okay? It was about the worst job that he could have. And yet, he wished he even had the food that the pigs were eating. That's how bad off he was. And then he came to his senses, and he said, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to say to my father, you know what? I have sinned against you and against heaven, and I'm sorry. And please take me back, even as just one of your employees. So he was ready to acknowledge what he had done and go back and ask for forgiveness, wasn't he? Do you remember that part of the story? And when he went back, what happened with the father? Yes. They did. They did. They had a feast. What happened when the father first saw him? Now, you might think that, you know, if somebody took all your money and ran off with it and spent it, that when they came back, the father would be standing there like this, saying, I told you so, and wagging his finger in the son's face. Was that the way it was in this story? No. What was it? What happened with the father? Yes. He ran up to meet him, and he had his servants fetch a robe and a ring and sandals, and they killed the fattened calf. The fattened calf was the calf that was all prepared for a great meal, wasn't it? So, and it was just waiting for some special event, and this was truly special. You know, the son had come home, and the father opened his arms and welcomed the son. It was a beautiful scene. It truly was. What about the other son? What happened with him? Yes. You were listening well. That's right. He got upset, you know, because the father was honoring the son who had taken his money and run off and spent it. And so the father talked to him, too, for a little while. Let's talk about the characters in this story. Jesus gave us this story. And in giving us a story, Jesus taught us about somebody. Who was Jesus teaching us about when he talked about the Father in this story? Yeah, about God the Father. Jesus was teaching us about God the Father. And when the Father in this story gave the Son his money and let him go, that's teaching us about how God is with us. God lets us make decisions for ourselves, doesn't he? And sometimes we don't make good decisions. What do we call it when we don't make a good decision in relation to God? Yes. A sin, that's right. That's what happens. When we sin, we separate ourselves from God just like this young man did. We walk away from the Father just like this young man did. Right? But what happened when the young man was willing to acknowledge his sin and ask for forgiveness? God welcomed him home. The father said, come home. We're going to have a feast. We're going to get a ring and sandals and a robe for you. And it was just a beautiful scene, okay? It's one of the most poignant and beautiful representations of God in all of Scripture. It's really a beautiful story. So we have to remember about this understanding of who God is in our life. This is a true picture of how reconciliation is and should be for all of us. The understanding that we sin, and when we do, we separate ourselves from the Father. And when we do that, we have only to acknowledge what we have done wrong. And we have only to ask God for forgiveness. And in the sacrament of reconciliation, we can do that. And we can see God through the priest opening his arms wide and saying, welcome home. Now the other son represents us when we are unforgiving, when we think we're better than somebody else. And at that point, the older son thought he was better than the younger son, didn't he? And he wasn't willing to forgive the son, was he? And so what happened? He stayed away from the feast, the gospel tells us. He wouldn't go into the feast. And the feast represents... Does anybody know what the feast represents in this gospel? Yes. When the son came back, they had the feast. And we're talking when we're talking about God and heaven, what does the feast represent? Yes. Yes, and you attend the feast because of the forgiveness, and the feast represents heaven. So when we look in Scripture and we see the feast represents heaven. And this man, because he could not forgive, because he felt himself better than somebody else, he kept himself out of heaven. Isn't that silly? And yet we do that all the time, don't we? When we don't forgive somebody, when we think we're better than somebody else for any reason, we are taking ourselves away from God, away from that feast. So we see in the story, both sons did the same thing. In one way or another, they took themselves away from God's great feast. But ultimately, we saw the younger son come back to the feast, come back to the father and join him in the feast. And we hope the same thing happened with the older son. So today, let's remember that story, okay? Let's remember this beautiful, beautiful image of God. Always ready to accept us. Always ready to take us back whenever we do something wrong. One of our readings talks about how we are become a new creation in Christ. And so we must always try not to separate ourselves from God. But when we do, we can go forward with the confidence that when we come back to Him through the sacrament of reconciliation, He will always be there to accept us and to welcome us. God bless you all. Have a great day.